Hey guys, I'm Eric McLean.
And I'm Kelly Gramlich. It's time to talk some ACC football.
Let's go.
What's up, guys, and welcome back into another episode of our ACC prospects here for the upcoming NFL draft. A lot of these conversations have been so much fun, and appreciate all these guys' times. I know they're so busy right now, flying around, team visits, top 30 visits, workouts, informal, formal meetings. It's been absolute chaos for a lot of these guys. And so for them to be able to take out some time and sit down and talk with us has been so much fun. We continue that today with my brother, Will Shipley, running back from Clemson. He's a guy that has had an unbelievable career, been very productive, very versatile in the things that he does as a running back, obviously, but also as a specialist, as a pass catcher, the things that he brings to this team and to the franchise that will select him in the upcoming NFL draft is really exciting. Love this conversation. Will and I went all over the place talking about a bunch of different things. We've had a great relationship since he has been committed and signed to Clemson. So it was really fun to sit down with him, kind of talk post Clemson, what's next, what's coming up, and you know, just all the things he's been able to do. So we'll talk a little bit more about what I think he's going to translate to and become in the NFL after this interview. But quickly, a message from our friends over at Ingles. Appreciate them so much. All the things that they're doing in the community, donating money, time, resources. Ingles has been unbelievable where they are building their community and influencing and impacting people in the surrounding community. So love them. Appreciate their support here on this podcast, this show. And here's a quick message from them. And then Will Shipley and I sit down for a little conversation.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app. And your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Will Shipley back with us, man. Great to see you, brother. Glad you slowed down running a 4.3 a couple days ago. I mean, we had to catch you while we could. Great to see you. How's everything going? How's everything been?
Oh, it's going great. And I appreciate you so much for having me on. But it's great to connect with you again. Everything's been incredible. You know, yeah. Had a really good pro day, and in my eyes was satisfied with it. Just kind of glad to get it over with and get ready for the next chapter. So
I love that, man, because it is, and I love what you said right there, get it over with, because it's so interesting. And obviously, you tested really well. So it's something where you did great in that aspect. I was not a testing guy. Like, I hated it. I was like, just let me play football, okay? I'm not fast, not explosive, but I can get A to B and I can move guys out of the way. How weird was that just to kind of start with kind of training and things of that nature where, you know, you've been working on being a running back, a football player, since you could walk probably to now this very intricate small piece of time where you basically turn into a track guy. How different was that for you just in this training, getting ready for pro day and the combine?
Yeah, it was a totally different experience. As you mentioned, for me, it was even more different because I'm coming off an injury in the bowl game against Kentucky, and you know, it set me back like a month essentially from what everybody else was doing. So actually jogged for the first time on January 28th and kind of had those dates in my head, like combines end of February, pro days March 14th. So, you know, those are what I was ultimately shooting for. And it was a totally different experience. I mean, you're training straight line speed for the first 3 weeks and, you know, working, you know, solely on the 40 vertical jump, broad jump, just trying to get stronger. And it was a great experience, but definitely different. And, you know, I had the best trainers down at XPE and Matt Gates and Tony Villani. They produce the results every year at the combine. So they kind of had me on a different plan than everyone, but, was able to get the results I wanted. So.
And I think that's, good for people to kind of remember. And we were touching on it a little bit here before we hit record. And I was at the bowl game, probably 10 rows up from where you got hurt. And I was just sitting there like, oh, like literally my stomach hurt when I saw it. But nothing structural. You didn't have to have any damage. Obviously, you're great. I mean, you ran a 4.3. But walk us through. I mean, the rehab that went into it, and mentally, where were you? Because it had to be kind of scary, to be honest, because you're making a decision. Am I going to go to the NFL? Am I going to stay in Clemson? And then that happens. So where were you kind of mentally, you know, after the game?
Yeah, it was a tough spot for me because, like you said, I had a big decision on my hands, that I hadn't come to, what I was going to do yet. So the injury played a huge factor, and just having to go back and really, assess kind of was where I thought I should end up. And that was either staying at Clemson or moving on to the NFL. So, ultimately just went to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and, tapped in spiritually, and the answer came to me very clear. So, looking back, I'm glad I made the decision I did. And, I think I'm moving on to a great spot. But yeah, with the injury, it was huge for me. Once I decided I was going to move on and go to the NFL, it was like, all right, I got to get ready to go. Combine's in less than 2 months at the end of February. It definitely was a little nerve-wracking, especially just because the full month of January was solely rehab. I was in a straight leg knee brace for 3.5 weeks. So it was scary for me at the beginning. There's no doubt about it. But started jogging for the first time on January 28th. Got down to Fort Lauderdale and started training with XPE. Once I was able to do that, they have a great rehab program there too. So they got me where I wanted to be and needed to be. Wanted to maybe do a thing or two at the combine, but ultimately just decided that I wasn't going to be able to put my best foot forward and have my best performance based off of, only training for right around 3.5 weeks at that time. So just wanted to wait for pro day and feel like I knocked it out of the park. So was pumped with my team and I's decisions.
Yeah, you absolutely did that. And we'll touch on the combine a little bit after this, because it's interesting. We've talked to a handful of guys, already, and the reoccurring answer is the combine is a lot more than just what we see that one day on the field. And I know you went through all of that, and we'll love to hear it. But I do want to kind of circle back on your decision to go to the next level. Was it almost, because hearing all your answers about the shelf life, and it just is what it is. I mean, running back is a hard position. You're getting hit every single play, a lot like an offensive lineman, but a lot more almost violent because of the speed and the durability, kind of part of it. Did the injury almost like put everything into perspective of, yeah, man, this could be taken away at any moment. I've got to do what's best for me. I've got to take this shot.
Yeah, it definitely played a role in the decision. Having a scary moment like that. Also had a scary one against NC State, earlier in the year in October with the concussion and, ultimately going out on the field. That's the first time that's happened to me. So, those things always play a factor. There's no doubt. But with everybody I talked to and helping me make my decision, it was pretty much a consensus. You can't make the wrong one. And I felt the same way. That's why it was so tough for me. Because going back to Clemson, playing another year, getting to shoot for the college football playoffs and a national championship one more time would have been incredible. And I think watching those guys this year, I'll probably wonder what it would have been like, but I'm full steam with my decision. And, it's been my dream since a kid to make it to the NFL. And the opportunity was sitting there right in front of me. And, I just felt like God was pushing me to go for it and try my luck at the next level. So.
Yeah, I love that, man. It's right there. That's what's next. That's the next part, because of these things that you've just, knocked out of the park. And let's talk about the combine, because you get there and, I mean, it's almost like a week process. It's a long ordeal where you're going through all kinds of medical evaluations. You're going through all kinds of meetings and this and that. And I mean, honestly, they're trying to poke you apart. I mean, that's what they want to do. They want to find any and everything they can to why they shouldn't draft you. And maybe there's some stuff along the way of why they should. How was that for you? How was that experience, and what were maybe some things that stood out to you?
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. Just another dream come true for me. I grew up watching the combine, so to be there, just had to keep reminding myself, like, dude, you're really here. Keep pitching yourself every morning when you wake up. But it was an exhausting week. There's no doubt. They had us flown in and pretty much get to it right away, to meetings with the NFL, NFLPA. Just every every part that's included within, you know, an organization that you would be in is kind of what they try to get in front of you. Along with that, you're meeting with teams, you know, informally and formally, pretty much every night from 8 to 11. So you're getting that done. And then you're still trying to have to think about, oh, yeah, I got to go run on my second to last day here and be in the best shape, try to get the best results that I possibly can. So it's a lot thrown your way. There's no doubt about it. But like I said, you just got to always keep reminding yourself, like, this is my dream. And right. And to be able to be here, it would be stupid not to take advantage of the opportunity, because so many people wish they could be in our footsteps. So, yeah.
No question. That's amazing to hear that stuff as well. With those type of meetings and stuff, I mean, is that going through film? Is that just getting to know you, like speed dating type stuff? What does that look like? Because I have to imagine it's a lot of people you're meeting in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, it is. That's literally what they tell us it is before we go in there for the first time. They're like, it's speed dating. Every 15 minutes, you know, you got guys, runners behind you trying to grab you for the next team. But it's unbelievable just to be able to meet all the coaches, meet with the running back coaches, or even just the personnel staff, and just being able to tell about yourself. For me, I didn't go to a Senior Bowl or anything like that. So this is the first time that I've really put myself in front of these organizations and am trying to sell myself, to ultimately get drafted as high as I can, you know? So, it was a great experience though. You know, some teams would pull you in and just ask you about your childhood and your upbringing, right, and, you know, how you think you fit. Other teams would have the film pulled up and get to it right away. You know, like, why'd you make this decision? What formation is this? What plays? You know, trying to pick your brain a little bit and see your football IQ. So
yeah,
it was a wide range, but it was unbelievable.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mentioned we've spoken to so many people, and you know, it seems like this year a lot of kind of the silly or the wonky stuff was pulled back. Like, nobody had to sing or do anything, not, you know, silly of that nature. But was there anything for you? I'm asking everybody because I want to know. Was there any silly questions, or where you were just like, why the heck are you at? Or things that you did. Don't tell me the team. Just tell me if there was anything of that nature.
Yeah. So it actually wasn't from a team. This is the weirdest question I got. It was from a media day and one of the reporters. I didn't even catch his name. But I was walking away and he was like, Will, can I get you for one last question? I was like, yeah, what's up? He said, are you aware that these organizations are grading you guys off of how big your butt is? And yeah, it just took me aback. I was like, I wasn't fully aware of that. But yeah, I can see how it plays a factor. You know, I guess, you know, how big your legs are is how much power you got, whatever the case may be. But yeah, that question definitely, made me think about it twice before I answered.
Well, how'd you feel? I mean, are you in a good spot? Like, how's the backside?
Right? I think it's good. You know, I mean, all the squatting Coach Greenlee and Coach Patton made us do at Clemson, and it definitely got us powerful and strong. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's so funny. And really, it harps and it just hammers in the fact of literally every piece of what you're doing there is a test, is being evaluated. Like, did you feel like you had to walk a certain way? If you were like walking by somebody, did you kind of straighten up, stick your chest out a little bit?
Stick your chest out a little bit. No, but it is that way, 100%. You know, like, yeah, I said, you're trying to sell yourself in how you do everything, from the moment you check in to how you're greeting and being to the people who are serving you food. I mean, you feel like it is fully a test. So, it's every aspect for sure.
I can't imagine truly under a microscope. Not that you haven't been, you know, for so long anyway, but this just takes it to another level. Another kind of viewpoint or vantage point of this thing that's super interesting to me, especially from a guy like yourself who is such a team guy, like loves the team, will do anything for the team. It feels like in these 3 or 4 months, whatever it is until you get drafted, it's only about you, and like, you have to worry about you only. And that's the most important thing right now. Has that been a weird adjustment? Has that kind of been awkward or strange at the end of the day?
I would say the biggest adjustment I've felt is, just being away from, like you said, the team. You know, I think to Phil Maffa, Jake Brenningstuhl, Marcus Tate, those have been my guys since I came into Clemson, and not being able to see them every day and just be able to, talk when we get back from practice at night. And that's probably been the biggest adjustment for me is I wouldn't say the loneliness of it, but just being in solitude and having to figure out more about yourself. And it's honestly been a great experience for me. I've grown a lot closer with God and my walk with Him, and really just been able to figure out more about myself. So that's been the biggest change, and you know, being back in Clemson, I realized just how much I miss the guys and right. and spending time around them. But yeah, it's been a great experience for me, and I think it's allowed me to grow in areas that will help me be successful in the NFL.
Yeah, that's powerful, man. And I think it's, you know, everything's just how you look at it, right? You look at the opportunity, you look at what you have going on, and the things that you need to do. And at the end of the day, you know, you do what you have to, and understanding that team aspect's coming real soon. And, exactly. you know, it's looking like where it's going to be. So pro day's here, you know, you knock it out of the park. Cause that was weird to me too. Cause I remember back, like, you're there with your guys, but again, it's kind of that individual of, no, I'm here for me. Like, I've got to do this, and I have to do this at kind of my pace. Kind of two questions here. Firstly, did you think of pushing pro day back, you know, just with your training and understanding that you kind of had a month late start? Did you think of that at all, and going to Clemson and saying, hey, you know, Coach McCorvey, hey, Coach Sweeney, like, I need more time to get ready? You performed great, so I know the answer probably is no, but did that ever cross your mind?
It's funny that you mentioned that. That was originally the plan. You know, I went and saw a orthopedic surgeon in Jacksonville the day after the injury, and you know, from the initial MRI results, he was pretty much telling me that pro day would have to be in April, and that he didn't think I was going to be able to make the pro day, much less the combine, which is, you know, in my head what I was shooting for. So, you know, that was also just a little scary from my standpoint, and thinking that I'd have to push it back. But, you know, I got such a great team around me, and I set a goal, and I knew it was going to be hard to attain, but I freaking got after it every day. And you know, that's what I set my mind to. So I was able to, you know, after my second visit, I went and saw the doc probably 3 or 4 weeks after. And he's like, you know, this is looking really good. I think that we can maybe shoot for pro day, but we'll just see how you continue to progress over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, just did the same thing. I doubled down and worked on everything as much as I could. It got to about the week before the combine is really the first time where I was full speed and was able to run more than 40 yards. Wow. So that's again why I didn't want to, you know, run at the combine, because the first time I had was a week before, and I just wasn't fully prepared for it. But I knew at that point that, with another 3 weeks under my belt, I was going to be able to, go do it at pro day and put on a good show, as long as, you know, I didn't face any setbacks, and, sure. and God willing, I didn't.
Yeah. And again, knocked it out of the park. The 4.340, you know, the 38.5-inch vertical is just freaky. And then plus 10 feet on your broad jump, the explosive ability is there. And again, I think it's matching. Does the film and the numbers come together? And that's exactly what it did. And I've heard you say this a couple of different times, but thinking that you are, you know, the best all perfect back in this league, in this draft, excuse me, what does that look like to you? Like, what do you think that you're going to bring to a team that picks you, to a franchise that selects you, just with your skill set?
Yeah, I think the number one thing for me is my competitive nature. You know, that's just an intangible that I have that can allow me to go into any environment, any organization, and thrive just off of the competitive spirit that I have. But on the field, I think it's the versatility portion that I've been cracking at. And that's the narrative that I'm setting, because that's what I bring to the table. You know, I can stand in the backfield and take 20 carries up the gut and make it happen. I can protect the quarterback, but you can also set me up outside and I can run a route from slot. And, you know, that just allows a lot of options to be at the table. And not only that, but I'm willing to be a special teams guy who gets after it and earns the respect through special teams, because, you know, that's how it works in a football setting. So yeah, just bringing everything to the table. One, my competitive spirit's going to allow me to always push myself and always try to be the best that I can be. And then the versatility portion is what I think makes me very valuable.
Yeah. And I think it can just help you, you know, set apart from other people and take another step. And especially being a receiver, I mean, that thing, you know, having a back that never has to come off the field, it's vital, right? Like a guy that can do so many different things of that. Do you think there's another step, to you as a receiving back or as a receiver, as a pass catcher? I won't say receiver, but as a pass catcher, that maybe we just quite haven't seen yet?
Yeah, 110%. I believe that it's a part of my my tools that I just have been able to use at Clemson. But I think as I continue to progress and continue to work on myself, I can kind of take that next level in the pros and show that I can do it as well as I can run in the backfield.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be truly fun to continue to see you progress, see you grow. And you mentioned your Clemson guys. We've sprinkled all around it. I do want to talk about the Tigers for a little bit here because you were such an instrumental piece of this team, this program for the last 3 years. And this has been some tough times, some change, a lot of, different things that are happening in the world of college athletics. And, it's hard to imagine where would Clemson be these last 3 years without Will Shipley, to be quite honest. And your leadership, your production, who you are as a man on and off the field. Give me a 10,000 foot view, man, of your Clemson experience and what being a Clemson man means to you.
Yeah, I mean, it is an incredible experience, something that I'll thank that I made the decision to go to Clemson for the rest of my life and how it set me up. I was so glad to be able to graduate. And, if I wasn't going to graduate in December, moving on wouldn't have even been an option for me because I want to forever be associated and to be a Clemson Tiger for the rest of my life. And that's just how I feel about it. Not even talking about the football portion.
Sure.
And the relationships on that side and the friends that I've created forever. But just my experience as a student athlete and as a student was something that I'll remember for the rest of my life. And then the football portion, I came in early my freshman year and just got after it. I had a goal in mind that was I knew it was going to be hard to attain, but every single day I tried to get 1% better and was able to play early my freshman year and just continued to snowball and had more of a role going in my sophomore year. And then, just my junior year ending on a great note at the Gator Bowl, ending with a win and a great season, ultimately creating friends and being able to help the guys in any way I can for my last year. So, that's how I see it. I've got nothing but love for Clemson. And like I said, it was one of the toughest decisions I've ever had to make to move on from such a great opportunity and go back and play my fourth year. But, an incredible experience for sure.
Yeah, no question about it, man. I do want to ask you about a couple of moments that happened while you're at Clemson. Number one was, kind of the game winner against Florida State. Just the tenacity, the grit, going into the goal line, stretching out, doing everything that you could. And you guys kind of sealing the deal there. What was that like? Because that was a game that was back and forth. And really, people kind of thought Clemson was on the ropes there. And then you kind of kicked the door down, for Clemson.
Yeah, probably my easily top three favorite plays during my time at Clemson. There's no doubt. I feel like it was kind of the biggest game for me in terms of my confidence as a freshman and knowing that I could be on the field, I could do this, and just continue to work on myself to become the best back in the country. That was the goal that I had. So that really started it all for me. It was also the start of Ship Happens, which I appreciate.
Come on, baby.
Yeah. So it was a great first really memory for me of my college career, and to be able to win against Florida State's always a great feeling. So yeah, it was awesome.
It was. How about the jump over Louisville? I mean, that I remember watching that game, and there's two guys coming right at you, and you just split them flying through the air. Did you know you had that in your bag? I know you went on to jump over just a ton of people after that, but that was kind of the first time where we see this dude flying through the air like that. What were you thinking? What did it feel like when you were doing it? And then maybe right when you went back and saw it, did you surprise yourself? Did you really know what you had just done?
Yeah, I had hurdled a couple times in high school, but it was a penalty. So I'd always get a flag and get in trouble with my head coach.
Isn't that so dumb for just one second? Hold on one second. Isn't that so stupid? Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I know. So, yeah, didn't really do it towards the end of my high school career. Freshman year, I think I was probably just a little too scared to do it, you know, just in case of what would happen and the short leash that I was on. Sophomore year was getting a little more opportunity. And it's so funny with the Louisville game. You know, I was sitting in the backfield on that play. We were in pistol. And right before DJ starts the cadence, I whisper up to him, I'm like, this one's to the crib. I was like, this one's to the crib. You could just see it in the defensive structure. They had a one technique to the play side. I knew the double team was going to be there. It fitted up perfectly and, you know, just took it up the middle. I saw that I had a safety to beat and two other guys behind them that were kind of coming in. So at that point, it was just instincts, to be honest with you. And I feel like my guard was down. We were up. I was kind of having fun out there and was able to pull it off. But yeah, it definitely surprised me, to be honest with you. And I went back and looked at it. And to even for those two guys to kind of bounce off me after I had landed the hurdle, I was like, you know, that's God's force field right there.
That's,
you know,
right.
That's 100% him. But yeah, I still look back at that play and you know, just give props to myself. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good football right there.
Absolutely.
You know, if I can keep that up, then, you know, I think I'll have a job for a little while. So
yeah, you'll be in a really good spot. I probably watched that 1,000 times. I mean, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And all the angles, I mean, it was perfect. I mean, we saw every single piece really of that thing. All right, Gator Bowl, last kind of one here, because to have kind of the season that Clemson did and for you guys to pull yourselves out of where you were, and man, there was so much chatter early in the season about a lot of different things. And for you guys to have that exclamation point, what did that mean to you as a leader? I know that the injury happened within there, but it was still, you know, a big exclamation point on your career. And for all of you guys to get that done and to win that game the way that you had to, with a 2-minute drive to win the game.
Yeah, it was, oh man, I look back at it and it's tough for me to think about, because after my injury, I was brought back to the locker room and I was basing the game literally off of the crowd noise. You know, they didn't have a TV or anything back there. So yeah, I was just sitting there pondering, you know, I don't even remember what the score was. I couldn't tell you how we ended up winning the game after I got carted off, because I just
couldn't see it. Yeah,
exactly. I couldn't see it. So, but I was so happy at the end. You know, they allowed me to, on some crutches, go out on the field and celebrate with my teammates. And that's all I wanted to do. You know, I didn't feel any pain at that point, just because I was celebrating with the guys and to embrace with Phil Moff at the end and be able to say a prayer with one another and, you know, see Jake and hug Cade and Coach Sweeney, not knowing if it would be my last game or not, is a memory that I'll have also for the rest of my life. I mean, I created so many at Clemson and that was just really, you know, just the icing on the cake for me. That's exactly what I needed to know that I would be happy with where I ended. And the fact that the guys were able to pull it out was incredible. Yeah. You know, Phil gave you guys just a glimpse of what he's going to show you guys this next year. I mean, he willed us to that victory with four TDs. And I can't wait to see what he's going to do this year. He's going to emerge as the best back in the country as soon as everyone gets to see him in the full spotlight.
He'll get a chance really early against Georgia. He's a great player, man, and I know he's excited for that game, being from the state of Georgia. I know he's got that circle for many, many years. Last one, man. I'm very grateful for all your time, and we'll get you out of here. How has Clemson, kind of to put an exclamation point on this show here, how has Clemson prepared you for these next steps, for this next step, this next adventure kind of in your life here with the NFL?
Yeah, so funny. I was actually I had a chance to sit down and talk with Jeff Davis and Joel Davis, two people that are a part of our Paul Journey program, and Rashard Hall, who you're familiar with, definitely. And yeah, it's just talking with them and being able to let them see into how it's shifted for me. You know, like I said, I went from being around guys for 3 years to moving into an apartment in Fort Lauderdale by myself for 6 weeks, you know, and having all the tools that they allowed us to have. I was cooking breakfast every day back. I mean, you know, that's a win.
Atta boy.
That's all the chef tutorials that Paul Journey had set up in the Clemson program. as well as just the business side of it, and conducting myself in that way, understanding what it looks like, and just being able to put my best foot forward and say, like, I'm ready for this new life that I've sought after. So it's a great feeling, to be honest with you, knowing that I had 6 weeks to adjust, you know, not sure of how I was going to, but it couldn't have gone any better. And that's, you know, huge props to Clemson and specifically Paul Journey for getting me ready for that.
There you go. Man, this was great. I appreciate you as always, brother. Good luck and excited for your next step.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Matt. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Man, I just love that guy. I really do, guys. I think his game's going to translate really well to the NFL. I think the multiplicity of his just abilities, you know, the things that he can do. You know, a lot of people want to sit and talk about pass blocking, but, you know, I think systematically, scheme-wise, the things that he will be able to bring from that standpoint, obviously protect him. I mean, he's not a 240-pound bowling ball. You know, he's a weapon. He's a Swiss Army knife, and you don't just want him sitting there smashing his head against three techniques, okay? So that, I think, is just silly when people try to, you know, bring things up of that nature. It's a very important piece, and I think that he's, you know, average at worst at protecting the quarterback kind of in pass blocking. But the things that he can bring outside of that that are way above average that he can take to another level is just his explosive ability and as a pass catcher. I think that, you know, running in between the tackles, he did that his whole career at Clemson. Get him out on the edge more. Get him out in space. Let him just dominate the screen game and allow the patience for things to set up. And then move him around. I mean, he said it himself. He thinks the future of his, you know, display of talent as a pass catcher is way far ahead of him. I mean, it's still to come, okay? And you know, how can franchises that select him utilize that and take advantage of that? Because we all know in the NFL, the availability, number one, is the best ability. But the more that you can do, the longer you'll stick around, the better job security, all these different things. So I think he's going to be just fine. You know, I think that he's a day three guy, you know, kind of at worst third to fourth round is what you might see there, which the front end or the back end of day two, the front end of day three, you know, just a really versatile weapon and going to be excited to see where he ends up. Maybe quite not the Christian McCaffrey deal there, but he's got speed, man, and he can be super explosive, and I know any team's going to be lucky to have him. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Big shout-out to Will again for joining us. Always grateful for his time and the things that he's done for us on this podcast and appreciate him always. But we appreciate you as well, and we need your continued support. Go over to YouTube, subscribe, jump on this channel, leave some comments. Tell me what team you want for Will Shipley to go to if you have an NFL favorite or vice versa of Will Shipley and want to see him end up somewhere really special to you. We would love to hear that. And of course, the OGs over on Apple Podcasts, rate, review, subscribe as well. We would greatly appreciate that. But until next time, we'll see you.